sports. Sports, sports. Sports news. Sports stories. And if there's time, even sports opinions. It's the Sports Dump with Will and Howie.
Hello and welcome to the Friday Sports Dump for this Friday, June 9th, 2017. And we got a pretty full dump for you here today, so let's get right to it. In the NBA, tonight, could it be a sweep? The Golden State Warriors up 3-0 in Cleveland against LeBron James in probably what might be one of the most interesting 3-0 series ever. Because this game, you know, a lot of times when it's 3-0, you don't even want to watch game four. It's like, who gives a crap? We know this team's going to win, except for when the Red Sox beat the Yankees, which is really depressing. But in this instance, there's a lot on the line. First of all, Golden State, if they win tonight, will be undefeated in the playoffs. 16-0, that's never, ever happened, ever. So that would kind of make them a pretty all-time great team. And also, LeBron James is going to get swept. That's going to make him, that's going to be a black mark on his record right there. Now, he's still going to be one of the greatest players of all time, but all the Jordan people are going to say, Michael Jordan never got swept in the finals. He actually never went to a Game 7 either, I don't believe. So that'll tell you what you need to know about Michael Jordan. And if Cleveland wins, then Cleveland's down 3-1. Well, guess what? Last year they were down 3-1, and LeBron turned it around. Now this year, if they come back from 3-0, that's my secret theory, that LeBron is so great, he's saying, how am I going to top last year? Well, there's Kevin Durant. I guess that's a little bit harder to do. But what if I was down 3-0? That would be incredible. And in fact, if LeBron were to win this series at this point, I think he settles the argument over greatest player of all time. I actually think he takes the mantle. So he's got some motivation. So I would say tonight's game could be pretty interesting. Look for that if you're into watching that tonight. Now, in the NHL, the other sport that is wrapping up its season, last night, woo, the Penguins just crushed Nashville. 6-0. I think it was 6-0, like, sometime in the second period, so it wasn't even a game. The most interesting thing that happened in that game was Sidney Crosby, who suffered multiple concussions in his career and lost many, many games to concussion symptoms, at a certain point was in a tussle with Nashville's star, P.K. Subban, and he kind of had him on the ground, and he was shielding, his body was shielding the referee's view. And during that time, Sidney Crosby smashed his fist into P.K. Subban's head, or Subban's head, like 50 times, pushing it into the ice, like trying to crush his head. And you would think a guy who's had so many concussions would be a little more sympathetic in that situation, but apparently not, as Sidney Crosby just went balls out trying to crush Subban's head, or Subban. I don't know how to pronounce it, but I keep doing it both ways. And then the Pittsburgh Penguins proceeded to just crush the Predators' dreams. And now they go to Nashville to maybe seal the series. So this weekend actually could be the end of the NBA and the NHL, which isn't going to leave very much for us to watch. But there is even more sports to watch this week, and that is tennis. And it's, yes, it's time to talk about tennis because we're into the finals of the French Open. And so it's a major, and you know, you want to check that out. And so in the men's draw, we've got a couple of big names right there, a couple of older guys. Stan Wawrinka from Switzerland. He's like 32. He's just sneaky old. He's going up against Nadal. Now, Nadal has not lost a match yet. He has not lost one match yet in this French Open, I'm pretty sure. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But let's just say he hasn't. If he goes through the whole thing, the whole French Open, I think that's 8 rounds or maybe 7 rounds, that means he will have gone 21 straight. That's like a perfect game. That's amazing. I don't know if it's ever been done. I'll look it up, and I'll let you know by watching on Sunday, they'll probably mention it, and then I'll have that information. And on the women's side, we've got a complete unknown, at least to me. Her name is Ostapenko, Jelena Ostapenko. So she is unranked, and she's in the final, and she's going up against Halep. And Halep, Simona Halep, who is number four in the world. So you'd think she's pretty much favored. So that's going to be the female final. So that's something to watch this weekend. A lot of sports to watch this weekend. There's also golf and NASCAR, I'm pretty sure, if you want to take a nap at some point. And speaking of taking a nap, let's go through the baseball matchups for the weekend, okay? Now, baseball is a fun sport at times, but at other times, it's a nice thing to just listen to when you want to fall asleep. So here's the matchups for this weekend that we have in Major League Baseball. You got the Orioles visiting the Yankees this weekend. The Rockies are at the Cubs. Right now, in fact, they're playing a day game, and the Rockies are winning 4-3. So it's not a final, but by the time you listen to this, it probably will be. Later today, we've got the Rangers at the Nationals. That's a good matchup for this weekend. The Marlins at the Pirates. It's a shitty matchup. The Tigers at the Red Sox. Red Sox are a good team this year. The White Sox and Indians in a Central Division matchup. The White Sox started out strong, I think, the last two seasons, and then they've just sucked ever since, and they're in that mode right now. A's and Rays, a couple of low-budget teams there. Mets and Braves, a couple of teams that used to be good. Angels and Astros, two teams that start with A. And the Phillies and Cardinals, two teams who wear red. Brewers and Diamondbacks, two teams. And the Blue Jays and Mariners, a couple of teams in or close to Canada. Then we got the Reds and Dodgers, the Royals and Padres, the Twins and Giants. Those are your matchups in baseball for the weekend. I'll let you know how all that worked out on Monday. And so, as I said, hockey and basketball could be all done in just a couple of days. That leaves us with basically only baseball. Now, we also have a tennis major this weekend, which is interesting, but it'd be better if it was next week. So what do you have to watch? Baseball all the time? Well, that's not always the best option. Let me clue you in to international soccer. If you're one of those people who watches the World Cup, well, like the World Cup playoffs are happening all around the world right now. So you're going to want to check out some of those games because it's the only sports on right now, and it's like top-level sports. So you're going to want to watch that. So I'm recommending, they're usually on like Fox Sports 1 or some of the kind of alternate channels on your dial. Look up in those higher channels and you'll find some interesting sports, usually during the day out here in California, maybe closer to the evening on the East Coast. If you've got a Sports Jones and baseball's not doing it for you, that's my recommendation for the next couple of weeks. And now a final thing on a couple of coaches. Ohio State just signed Butler's coach, and we remember Butler's last coach who got hired was by the Celtics. And that worked out pretty well for them. So Ohio State got rid of Thad Matta, who is sneaky young. I think Thad Matta is like 49, but he looks like he's 74. That job's taken its toll on him. Or he drinks, or maybe he's unhealthy. You know, I wish him the best. Anyway, that's the big basketball coaching job. But a bigger job, Bob Stoops left Oklahoma. And I just want to say, I'm a Nebraska fan for a long time, and I'm old enough to know when Nebraska and Oklahoma still were both good teams who played each other all the time. That's how old I am. And I will always remember Oklahoma for those reasons. And Stoops usually got the better of us, I think, but we had a couple of good wins against him at the end of Nebraska's run. And ultimately, I never really liked him. Now they have a 33-year-old head coach, which makes somebody my age, let's just say older than 33, feel pretty shitty about my life. So I don't wish that guy luck either, actually. You know, when you're that young, you need to fail just to make me feel better. But congrats on the job anyway. All right, that's all the sports you need for this weekend. If you're looking for the recap of the weekend, just listen to Sports Dump on Monday. And also on Monday, we'll be broadcasting a Sports Widow episode, which is the sponsor podcast of the Sports Dump. That's every Monday. And you can also look both of those things up on Twitter or on Facebook. That's Sports Widow Show or Sports Dump. And Sports Dump Show or Sports Widow Show on Facebook. So look all those things up. like us or follow us or leave a comment or review or whatever. And have a good weekend. Still working on that outro music. Sports Dump Podcast.